Hello there, bright but very sensitive podcast listeners. How are you doing today? I am feeling good. A little stressed because there's something very, very big coming up, which I will reveal in a little bit here. But something very exciting is happening very soon, and it is a lot of work, but it is going to be completely worth it, and I am so excited for it. And like I said, we'll get to it in a minute. But today, for our episode, I wanted to talk about the power of lived experience and the power of putting power into our own hands and the nuance that's required here. So let me dig into what I'm talking about. So I am a huge proponent of self-diagnosis when it comes to neurodivergence. I think that especially autism, ADHD, these are identities in a lot of ways, and therefore they don't necessarily require a doctor in order to be accurately identified and understood. That being said, there are many people who do require a professional paper diagnosis. I completely understand that. I have a professional paper diagnosis for my autism and ADHD. And I completely understand why some people want or need to seek that. And at the same time, sorry, I'm kind of losing my voice here. And at the same time, I really, really value our own agency and putting power back in our own hands. And I do think this discussion requires a lot of nuance and very careful discussion, because I never ever want to sound like I am anti-science, because I'm not. I love the research around autism, ADHD, and other forms of neurodivergence. I do a ton of it. I'm writing a book, and for that book, which is only like 45,000 words, there are over 100 sources. There's a lot. I do a lot of research. I do a lot of reading on these things. So I love the research. I just think that sometimes we put a little too much emphasis on the research alone, right? I think research alone tells us about certain things, but it can't tell us about other things. So for example, research alone, or at least the research we're currently doing, can't tell us what it feels like to have an autistic meltdown, right? Only an autistic person can tell us that. And it's things like that that make lived experience so important. And I think there's this idea that like formal education is the only way you can possibly be qualified to speak about anything. And I firmly disagree with this. And I think this is a really classist point of view, because many people in our current society cannot afford a formal education. And that doesn't mean that they don't know anything. And I'm not, again, this requires so much nuance and like a very gentle hand, because I'm not saying that education is bad. I love education. I wish everyone had access to education, but I know that a lot of people don't, and that doesn't mean that their lived experience is not useful, valuable information that should be shared. And I think we've got to find a way to combine these things. That's really what I try to do in my upcoming book, which the big exciting announcement is not about the book. That's not coming out super soon. Hopefully soon, but not in the coming weeks or anything. So we have to find a way to combine education and professionals with lay people and lived experience, because the two together are where we learn the most, I think. And because when we only focus on lived experience, it can get really tricky because, for example, we saw this problem a lot on TikTok, in that a lot of ADHD creators will talk about like rare or unusual signs of ADHD that, generally speaking, are usually actually signs of autism. They just don't know that they're also autistic. And this is where like having a more professional, maybe a little more objective, little more, I say, because professionals, doctors are not like gods that are just like naturally these perfectly objective beings. No, they're human. They're prone to their own biases, and they're prone to the biases that are taught in medicine, right? Not only does medicine perpetuate a lot of racism and a lot of sexism and a lot of transphobia in the literature, but also even doctors who don't want to engage in that have a hard time because there simply isn't research yet to show them about their trans patients, or, you know, there's not research about Black autistic folks, generally speaking, and there's definitely a lack of research around non-speaking autistic folks and stuff like that. So we need more research in order for doctors to be more objective. And that doesn't mean doctors are bad or useless. Like, let's not go black and white with this, okay? That's not what I'm saying. All I'm saying is that academic and clinical research is so important, and so is the lived experience of neurodivergent people ourselves, right? We know what it feels like to experience these things that the researchers are researching. And without that information, it's really difficult for other neurodivergent people to see themselves in the neurodivergent experience. And I think sometimes people, you know, say like, oh, everybody thinks they're neurodivergent nowadays. Everybody's autistic. Everybody's self-diagnosing. First of all, I don't think that's true. Second of all, and that's just an opinion, so it may or may not be accurate, but I don't think that's true. But I think a big part of it is we have these avenues for sharing our lived experience now in a way that we didn't used to, right? We used to only be around the people we were around. You know, like, we didn't have internet. We didn't have a way to connect with somebody across the world. We just connected with the people in our culture, in our community, in our families. And this creates two problems. First of all, if you're the only neurodivergent person, you're just going to be labeled a weirdo and people are going to move on. But also, the second problem it could bring up is everybody might be neurodivergent. And so they're like, what are you complaining about? That's totally normal. Like, we all do that. And I think what TikTok and the internet and in general has done for us is it has given us a way to connect with other people who are like us and share our lived experiences. And I, for one, am so unbelievably grateful for that, because I would probably still be very stuck in monotropic spiral, which is a whole other topic I'll get into in another episode. But basically, I was very, very lost in very obsessive thinking about my mental health for years, for literally years. It was all I could think about. I would say on a regular, actually on a good day back then, if 60% of my brain was thinking about my mental health, that was a good day. On average, it was probably more like 70% of my brain. And then the other 30 was like actually trying to do my grad school homework and actually trying to be a good friend and a good partner and all this stuff, trying to plan a wedding. Like, I was trying to do all this stuff with 30% of my brain, it felt like, 30% of my active thinking. The other 70% was focused on like, what is wrong with me? What is wrong with me? What is wrong with me? That's all I could think about for literally years. It was hell. That's why I'm harping on it so much, because it was literally hell. And without lived experience, I am very sure I would still be lost there, because during that time, I sought all kinds of help. I saw several therapists. I saw several psychiatrists. I saw a hormonal doctor. I saw a different doctor for something else, for vitamins, maybe. I literally sought all of the help I could possibly seek, because I felt horrible. And I felt like I was losing my mind. And no one could give me answers until I stumbled upon the lived experience of autistic and ADHD people. And I was like, oh, what do you mean there's other people like this? You mean there are ways I can cope with this? You mean that it gets better? You mean that there's hope? It was mind-blowing, honestly. And it probably saved my life. And I owe so much to the community of autistic and ADHD creators out there who helped me feel seen and held and understood. And I'm just really grateful. So to express that gratitude, here comes the big surprise. I will be hosting a virtual free summit called the Neurodivergent Lived Experience Summit. It will take place in a Facebook group. Now, if you're not a Facebook person, don't worry. The replays of all the presentations will be on a non-Facebook page for you for 48 hours after each presentation. But it's basically this big event where I'm gathering over 20 different speakers with different lived experiences. Some of them are autistic. Some of them have OCD. We have somebody coming to talk about their experience being plural. We've got someone talking about their experience with schizophrenia and so much more. And people are going to be talking about their experience as a neurodivergent person. Some people will be talking about intersectionality and their intersecting identities. And I think that's going to be really powerful and cool. And the event is literally fucking free. And I'm so proud of that. I am so proud of that. I work very hard to make it free. I've got a couple of sponsors this year who are helping me pay my speakers, because all of the speakers are paid, helping me pay my speakers and cover the costs of the event and whatnot. And there is an optional paid goodie bag that you can purchase if you would like. It's $27 for the first hour the first 24 hours after you sign up. So you have a full day to decide if you would like to purchase the goodie bag. And then the price does go up after that, but just to $47 until the summit starts. And then once the summit starts, the price goes up to $97. So it's kind of like tiered pricing. It encourages people to make a decision. That's my hope anyway, is that it doesn't pressure you to buy something you don't need. It simply says, hey, you do have to decide. Please don't let indecision decide for you by just putting it off and putting it off and putting it off, right? That's my goal with the tiered pricing. It's not to like cause FOMO or anything like that. But that goodie bag is completely optional. You don't have to buy it. You can come to the completely free summit if you would like and get tons of really incredible information from tons of really incredible speakers. What else do you need to know about it? It's just, I'm so proud of it. I'm so proud of all of the speakers who are coming. Like, they're all, I'm honored. I'm beyond honored to host these people with you. They are talented, thoughtful, amazing humans who I am just so psyched to work with. And I'm just really proud of this event, and I can't wait for you to come and see how cool it is. I do recommend joining the Facebook group if you can. We do a lot of discussion in there. We all chat and we all talk during people's presentations, which is always a good time. Like I said, if you really, really can't or won't or don't want to be on Facebook, I get it. There will be a replay page for 48 hours after each presentation that is not connected to Facebook in any way. So you can still check out the replays afterwards, or you can get the goodie bag and get the replays that way. And you get long-term access to the replays then, plus a bunch of amazing goodies. I want to say there's close to $500 worth of goodies in there this year, which is crazy awesome. My autism and ADHD binders are in there. There's somebody did an entire guide on dealing with OCD. Somebody created how to fight fair with when you and or your partner is neurodivergent, which I just am like blown away by that. That should be worth the $500 right there. But it's like, I think they typically sell it for $20, but you can get it for free inside of the goodie bag. Well, I guess not for free because the goodie bag is paid, but you can get it in the goodie bag for a seriously discounted price. And I think that's all I've got for you. I think we need to share our stories more. And by the way, this isn't just a summit full of like randos. Like, these are some really, not that there's anything wrong with that. I think everyone has a story to tell, but we've got therapists, we've got licensed counselors, we've got authors, we've got content creators. I believe we have someone who is certified to help you with ADA compliance, which is awesome. We've got so many cool people in here, and I literally cannot wait. I am so excited. So if you would like to attend, it will take place January 3rd, 4th, and 5th. That is the first weekend in January. And you can go ahead and get your completely free ticket in the show notes. So I will leave that link there for you. And thank you so much for listening. And I'll see you at the summit.